Okay, so you want to be a 3D artist, huh?
Yeah.
Well, congrats on picking an awesome career path.
Yeah.
But let's be real, one of the first big hurdles you're going to face is deciding where you actually want to work. Big studio or small studio? It's a tough choice. Kind of like, I don't know, picking your Hogwarts house, but for your art career.
I love that analogy, and it's so true. It's a decision that has a huge impact, and it really does go beyond just thinking about what style art you like. You know, it's more about understanding how you like to work, like what kind of environment gets your creative juices flowing, what are your actual career goals, you know, long term.
Yeah, totally. And I think, especially for people just starting out,
Yeah.
it's easy to get kind of like, I don't know, starstruck by the idea of working at a big studio.
Right.
Like all that stability, those resources. I mean, we saw in the research, right? Benefits, the tech, it's a big deal.
Oh, absolutely. Like, especially when you're fresh out of school, maybe feeling a little unsure of yourself, knowing that you've got a steady paycheck coming in, good health insurance, that can be huge EE. Plus, there's just something about knowing you've got access to all the latest software, the best tech. I mean, let's be real, for a lot of us, that's a major perk.
Oh, for sure. Imagine like you walk in on your first day and boom, there's a whole motion capture setup just like waiting for you. Or like the latest VR sculpting tools all ready to go. Dreamy.
Right. And it's not just the tech. We saw in a lot of these articles too that one of the big draws of these larger studios is the sheer variety of projects they have going on.
Totally. I mean, one day you could be creating this like hyper-realistic, gritty sci-fi environment, and then the next you're switching gears completely, working on stylized characters for some big animated film. Talk about range.
And that kind of project diversity, it can be amazing.
Yeah.
But, and this is important to keep in mind, sometimes that variety comes at a cost. You know, sometimes it means less creative freedom for you as an individual artist, which I don't want to present as a bad thing necessarily. It's more about, I don't know, maybe a different kind of learning.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like
So,
more specialized, right?
exactly. Like in a big studio, you might find that you become, say, the absolute master of hard surface modeling for
You
spaceships.
become like the spaceship whisperer.
Exactly. Haha. You become this like vital part of a larger creative machine, which can be incredibly rewarding in its own way, right?
Totally, totally. Though it does make me think of my buddy, super talented animator,
Yeah.
landed their dream job at this massive studio. The stuff they get to work on, mind-blowing. But man, they practically live there. Seems like those long hours are just part of the deal in that world.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is something we see pretty consistently with these larger studios. Big name projects, tight deadlines, it often means, well, longer hours.
Yeah, definitely something to factor in. So we've talked about those big studios, but now I'm curious, what about the other end of the spectrum? What about those smaller, maybe more independent studios? They always have this cool, almost like indie band vibe, you know?
Right. And that's where things get even more interesting.
It's like trading in the Hollywood blockbuster set for something smaller, right?
Right.
Something with a little more of that like raw creative energy, like we're hanging out in a band's garage studio.
Totally. And speaking of creative energy, that's one thing that really jumped out from the research, how much those smaller studios value creative freedom, which for a lot of artists, that's like the dream,
Oh, for
right?
sure.
Yeah.
To be able to really make your mark on a project, like right from the start, I imagine that's got to be pretty appealing.
It definitely is. And it's not just about having your own ideas. It's the whole vibe, you know? It's more collaborative, things move faster. You're not just a tiny cog in some massive machine. You actually get to be a real voice in a small, dedicated team.
And that actually reminds me of something else we kept seeing in the articles. How agile and adaptable those smaller studios can be. They can like pivot on a dime, whether it's trying new technology, taking feedback, or even just rolling with the punches when a project takes an unexpected turn.
Right. Keeps you on your toes.
No kidding. I could see how that'd be super exciting. Though, I gotta say, reading about the whole wearing many hats thing, I don't know, it made me feel a little overwhelmed. Is that variety ultimately a good thing for artists, or just, I don't know, exhausting?
I think it's probably a little of both, to be honest. A lot of it depends on you know, your personality as an artist. Some people, they thrive on that constant variety, bouncing between modeling, texturing, maybe even some animation. But then other people might find that absolutely overwhelming, especially when you're just starting your career. The thing to remember is, in a smaller team, everything you do matters more. Like, you really see the results of your work. You know, you put in the hours, you solve those creative problems, and boom, you see it all come together in the final product, whether it's a game or a film.
That makes a lot of sense. There's something really
Yeah.
satisfying about that, you know,
Yeah.
knowing you played a part in the whole thing, not just one tiny piece. Though, I do think we got to talk about what do they call it? The elephant in the room?
The budget.
Exactly. Limited resources. I mean, it kind of comes with the territory, right? Smaller studios, smaller budgets. How much of an obstacle is that for 3D artists?
It's true that, yeah, you might not walk in and find every single fancy software package ready to go,
Oh.
or like a render farm that could, I don't know, power a small city.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? Sometimes those limitations can actually spark some really cool innovation. Look at the indie game dev scene. I mean, some of the most visually stunning games out there, the ones that push boundaries, they come from studios working with limited resources.
That's a good point.
They have to get creative, you know? Use open source tools, really squeeze everything they can out of their pipeline.
It's amazing what you can do when you have to work smarter, not just, throw money at the problem.
Yeah.
And those problem-solving skills, those are valuable no matter where you end up.
100%. It all comes down to resourcefulness,
All right.
right? Ingenuity, having a deep understanding of your tools.
Totally. So we've looked at both sides now. The big studios with all their structure, those amazing resources, and then those smaller studios, which are maybe a little scrappier, a little more.
More free-flowing.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess what I'm taking away from all this is there's no magic answer.
Yeah.
It's more about finding what fits you best, right?
Yeah.
It really is. It's more about figuring out, like you said, which environment, which one's going to be the best fit for your personality, how you work, even those big career goals,
Yeah,
right?
exactly. It's like, think about it this way. A studio, right? Whether it's this huge place with a million offices or it's like five people crammed into a tiny room, it's not just about the work. It's the whole environment where you, as an artist, you're going to learn, you're going to grow. Hopefully, you're going to have some fun along the way, right?
I love that. Your creative ecosystem.
Yeah,
So,
yeah.
okay, let's say you're listening to this, you're trying to make this decision. What advice, what wisdom can we like impart from all of this amazing research we've done?
Okay, so here's a thought experiment. Imagine just for a second your dream project. Like, really picture it, the art style, how big it is, the impact it has. Got it.
Got it.
Now ask yourself this. What kind of studio do you see yourself in when you imagine bringing that project to life?
Ooh, that's good. I like that.
Right. It can be really revealing.
Yeah, it's almost like, I don't know, you hold up these different studios like filters and you see which one makes your dream project really come into focus.
Yes. Exactly. It's all about like tuning into that gut feeling, you know? What feels right to you.
That inner compass. Oh man, this has been awesome. I feel like we've really covered a lot of ground here.
You really have.
We dove deep into those big studios, all
Yeah.
those resources, all that structure. But then we also explored what it's like to be part of a smaller team. A little scrappier, maybe, a little more, freedom to experiment. And
Yeah.
I think the big takeaway is there's no right or wrong answer here. It's all about finding what works best for you, your style, your goals, your, like you said, your creative ecosystem.
100%. And don't be afraid to, really think about it. Look back at your own work, the stuff that excites you, the stuff you're really proud of, and ask yourself, where was that work created? What kind of environment helped those ideas flourish?
So good. This is your journey, right? Your adventure.
Yeah.
Choose the path that makes the most sense for you. All right, everybody, that's it for our deep dive this week. Huge thanks to our amazing expert for joining us and to all of you for listening. We'll be back next week with a whole new topic. So until then, happy creating.